Imagine having the opportunity at an ordinary Sunday Mass to listen to music of this quality. Believe it or not, you have just heard a choir from a parish in Lusaka singing the hymn, God So Loved the World. In many African countries, the church is growing rapidly with an amazing vitality. Cardinal Peter Turkson of Ghana is visiting England this week, linking his visit to the celebration of World Mission Sunday on the 21st of October. The Cardinal is the first to recognise that the growth of the Church in Africa and other areas of the world is because of the generosity of the older churches. He speaks of the work of the Pontifical Mission Societies, for which he is responsible.
Is that any exaggeration to say that in some dioceses and churches in Africa, parts of Asia, it is the PMS support which enables them to actually undertake a lot of their projects that they need to undertake as a church?
Well, I know when I was in Zambia, I worked to set up the Catholic radio station in Lusaka. And what helped us to do that was funding from the PMS to buy a car, because we couldn't have got the radio done without a car. And also, I know when there was a tsunami, different representatives of the PMS, both from Britain and from America, went out to the tsunami areas to see what was needed and to do something
to
really practical.
That's even a dramatic situation, but I'm talking about even simple, small situations like helping, like put up, you know, church structures, a place of worship in some rural areas, helping put the roofs on some structures that people worship and, you know, study in certain places, and helping develop like kindergartens and day nurseries and, you know, for children in some places who otherwise would be sitting probably on the trees and doing stuff like that. So the impact of the work of PMS is almost, you can describe it and find it in so very many ways, you know, realize the way they come to help local churches grow and be a church.
The Cardinal has long been aware of the dependence of his own native Ghana on the funding and support of the Pontifical Missions Societies.
But I, you know, I know how Ghana and other dioceses in Ghana have been beneficiaries of PMS, you know, support and help. Now that I know and that I'm aware of. for 7 years, I was the president of the Conference of Bishops in Ghana. So I know of a lot of the correspondence, that have gone on between dioceses, bishops, and various PMS centers around the world, you know, for support and help. And I just know that a lot of dioceses are able to live, exist, and function as dioceses precisely because of the support that they receive annually from the PMS.
World Mission Sunday is a particular concern of Cardinal Turkson. After all, he will be giving several major talks highlighting the importance of this annual celebration. This year's theme for World Mission Sunday is All the Church for All the World. The Cardinal is adamant that mission is a two-way process. Whereas in the past the gospel message was taken out from Europe to the rest of the world, now Africa is able to exercise a reverse mission, sending its own missionaries to Europe.
The church in the south also has a role to play, that it can also be missionary. Not in the sense of, you know, making financial contributions, but in the sense of helping keep the faith alive in the West.
Because if you take England, for instance, England and Wales, you've got so many people who are Afro-Caribbeans.
Yes.
And so have a culture and a tradition that is very different from the culture of their host country. And so it's very important that their priests from the countries from which they've come are able to come and bring those riches.
Yeah, that is true. But that'll probably be one part of it.
New migrants come to Europe not to be assimilated, but to be integrated, retaining something of their own culture and using it to enrich their new environment.
I would imagine that the people from, the new migrants, as it were, the people from Africa, from the Caribbean, Latin America, and now even from Eastern Europe, who also begin to arrive here in England, these are coming some of them with a very strong tradition of Catholicism. And speaking as an outsider myself, I imagine that when they get here, they have to learn to integrate. And I use the word cancer because I want to oppose that to assimilation. They're here not just to be assimilated, but to do a certain amount of integration. And that just means that they maintain something of their identity. And doing that, I think they come to enrich the host country. It's not just abandon, their own culture and their own, religious sense or Christianity and sense of worship and just coming to, take up something that is completely new. But they come maintaining something of their own past to also learn to integrate in their new environment, in their new home. And that way they come to enrich the church in Europe.